Long ago, just like the hearse, you try to get in again. We are so far from you, burning on just like. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Stand By Your Band, you piss freaks. This is the podcast where comics come on to defend music that other people make fun of them for. I am Tom Takar, and I am, of course, joined by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara.
And today, the King of Death.
Man, I think that there might be nothing worse for a musician than hearing their vocals isolated like that.
It can't be good for anyone, but no, I did think it was funny. Specifically funny. Let me hear that one. Just the switch again, because the switch is the best part.
From you.
Poor Gerard.
Oh, poor Gerard. We are joined by Chicago phenom.
Recent New York emigrant.
That's right. You are an immigrant, sir. Kevin Lobkovich is here.
No longer a phenom.
Hey, let's not get that out in this climate.
How you doing, buddy? Thanks for coming over.
Of course. I was an early reviewer, so I'm excited to finally be on the pod.
That's
you didn't
true.
Like it, right?
I did.
Yeah,
like
you gave it one star. You said that we waffled too much.
I said, this is one star until you put me on the show, then it's up to 5 stars.
Oh, wow. You realize you couldn't revise.
It's a very subtle Chicago reference.
A man who can be bought.
Damn, Rom.
It's a Rom Reviews podcast.
We, of course, apologize for the hiatus right up top. Mm-hmm. It's been 6 long days since our last episode, and we apologize for every day that we don't put out an episode. I rip one hair off of Tommy's head. It's very cruel.
Yeah.
But it's the
You've
only
been doing this podcast for 10 years now?
Damn. Set up and scene.
And scene, okay.
Set and spike. There we go.
Ooh, nice.
This is we're going to be probably a little kooky over the next couple
Allie and Oops.
Things we do. Allie and Clayton. She just did the NBC thing. We wish her the best of luck. Yep.
Podcast policy, we wish her the best of
That's right. We wish her, that's one of our many policies. We're recording. We're doing the unthinkable today. Recording 4 episodes in one day.
Yes.
People said it couldn't be done. Most people said it. I think they said shouldn't. I misheard couldn't.
They should said don't.
I also recorded our radio show that I have with Nikki Glazer today. So I've talked more on microphone than off today.
And while you were doing that, I was just walking around muttering to myself in the neighborhood. So I've been talking a lot, too.
Damn. Kev, what you been doing today?
Just been at work and just looking up Make Chemical Romance music videos.
Nice.
Preparing for the biggest moment of my life.
This is a big stage.
They were a big Watch the Videos band in high school. Like, there was me and one friend who were like really into the My Chemical Romance videos.
The Helena video's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were a very good dramatic band.
They took, I mean, that first single, I'm Not Okay, with that video on MTV, it was like announcing a whole new culture to the world.
Sure.
It's like, you could be goth prep and so very intense.
I think for this one, we should just start. Let's start listening to the songs right away.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, just in case there's anyone who
thinks they don't know.
And doesn't know My Chemical Romance.
If you're some sort of dum-dum.
But yeah, this song is definitely one of those. I remember being so fired up listening to it.
Oh, yeah. Is this on your.
I just went to Kevin.
Oh, nice. Hold on a
second. Kevin's a good follow on Spotify. We'll try and get you Spotify followers off of this.
Follow all of us on Spotify to find play. Me and Tommy both usually make the playlist for the show. Today, Kevin did, and our internet sucks, so it's taken me a minute to... Oh, I turned it off, didn't I? Oh, shit.
I'm so prepared. I made 2 playlists and asked them which one they wanted.
That's true.
And we're going to end up using... Oh, 2 for My Chemical Romance?
No, just one for
My Chemical
Romance. It'd be great. Made like one edited and one...
all right. So this first song is Helena. Oh, wait.
No,
or should
I'm
we start
okay.
with
I'm Not Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Not Okay. Here she blows. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Sorry.
No, you're good.
They shred so
This is taking me back, man. This might be the most in it I've ever been, right, man?
Oh, yeah.
I remember this very distinctly, just being, listening to this, walking around high school, being bummed out. But
we gotta turn this up.
Shit.
Find something better than that.
Fuck me, dude. That is that's incredible. I love that.
We need a podcast equivalent. Like right before one of us does a riff, the other one just has to go, trust him.
Trust him. Fuck, I was just going to do one like of my stand-up bits.
Like a funny twist to like put in the middle of a song called I'm Not Okay is him going, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Well, people heard that and they're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
This guy said he was first. He's not okay.
Then he's okay again? Wild mood swings that define these children.
The old people listen to us, listen to our music. This guy doesn't make any sense.
These kids, you can't understand them today.
They never tell you if they're okay or not.
Flip-floppers. They're like John Kerry.
Oh, man. That song is so good.
I love that song. That's a good one.
So right up front, I'm going to say... we're only going to, I think, talk about two albums. And if you're looking for a discussion of the other work, you're not going to be happy with us.
I did put on one song from the first one. Just I like the song, but also to show, like, there was a moment in, like, that emo pop punk where everyone, like, everyone realized, like, if we put a little sugar in this, we can make a whole lot more people happy.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, even Fall Out Boy, all those guys used to play in power violence bands. And they're like, oh, like... we could kind of say the same stuff, and if we just sing a little better and aren't as
bad. Just add some melody to it,
Yeah. We're like, they used to be, like, pretty intense punk before.
That was, like, they started speaking to me when they started putting a little sugar in there.
Me too.
I wanted some diabetes with my music.
Well, first of all, we should just note that the first album is called, do you remember?
It's probably something murdery.
It is I Brought You My Bullets, Brought Me Your Love.
Oh, Jesus. That is the perfect album that time.
Yeah, it is like what if you were trying to make fun of it, you would come up with.
It's weird where it's like Good Charlotte on their Lifestyle Number of Fame or whatever that one has also like a murder fantasy song on it where it's like he rips out a boyfriend's throat on it. So like something about that era was like very like... fantasy about violence about other men.
Yeah, specifically their throats.
Yeah, people were going after throats.
It was a time for a throat. Throats looked very sensitive back then. The skin around the throats, the way we had nutrition back then, it was very translucent.
We were obsessed with weaknesses on the body back then.
This band, of course, was formed by frontman Gerard Way and drummer Matt Pellissier, I'm going to say, that could be way off, in Newark, New Jersey, soon after the September 11th attacks. Witnessing the World Trade Center towers fall influenced Way's life to the extent that he decided to start a band.
He saw the towers fall and went, I'm not okay.
Wait, he has an actual, they have a song about 9/11.
Oh, shit.
This is not like me setting up a dumb parody.
Yeah, I did accidentally...
The towers are not okay.
Yeah. I did use the exact cadence I use when I do that.
Osama bin Laden.
Bush didn't know about this. Trust me.
They have a song called Skylines and Turnstiles. Wow.
Oh, shit. Should we try it?
Yeah, let's see what it is like.
All right. Let's see.
And also in this Wikipedia, it says the band was booked during this time at the infamous venue Big Daddy's.
Oh, boy. God, Tommy performs there every night. Let's just say they prefer him shirt off. You're not in this alone. Let me break this awkward silence. Yeah.
Total ripoff of that Ladder to Heaven song.
Yeah, that sometimes... Hey, 9/11 did cause some bad things, too. yeah, so that they were inspired by 9/11 to start music, it sounds like. Let's see. Shortly after, Ray Toro was recruited as the band's guitarist because at the time, Way could not sing and play the guitar simultaneously. The name of the band was suggested by bass guitarist Mikey Way, younger brother of Gerard, who was working in a Barnes & Nobles when he was struck by the title of a book by Irvine Welsh named... Anybody know?
Three Tales of Chemical Romance?
What the fuck?
I'm also looking at
it.
I don't know.
It's called Ecstasy, Three Tales of Chemical Romance. You stupid piece of shit.
I like how... do you think that guy was pissed?
Whoever wrote that book?
Irvine Welsh?
Yeah.
I bet Irvine Welsh was big mad. Let's look at Irvine Welsh's...
He's alive.
Oh. Let's see if he's ever spoken to it.
Oh, he wrote the book Trainspotting.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
That's pretty wild. I'm going to look up Irvine Welsh on My Chemical Romance and see if he was mad.
Well, that's like I watched Three Identical Strangers. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I want to see it.
And they're all, it's Mikey Way, Gerard Way.
So this is not
and
a spoiler.
Irvine Welsh.
Not a spoiler, but in the documentary, they show that two other people wrote a book or promoting a book, and the footage is in the documentary, and the book is called Identical Strangers. It's like, you can't show us this thing where you stole the title from it. They just put three in front of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man.
I thought it was fucked
like
up.
The fucked Coming up. To America where you have McDonald's or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn. That's messed up. Hmm. Well, what are we going to do about that, you know? I'm pretty pissed about it, though. So this song we just listened to, in the song, a boy loves a girl very much, and she likes him as well, uh-huh. but not enough to break up with her boyfriend uh-huh. to be with only him. The two sneak around and continue to do so, though her boyfriend has nearly caught them multiple times. Remember when you broke your foot from jumping at the second floor? I think he said second story.
Yeah.
But there's jealousy when the boy sees the girl with her boyfriend for all the dirty looks the photographs your boyfriend took. His many attempts at convincing her to break off her relationship with her boyfriend fall short. He finally tells her he will no longer sneak around. I held you close as we both shook for the last time. Take a good hard look because it wears him out to deal with the secrecy. She makes attempts at charming him into staying, but he no longer falls for her acts, but he's still heartbroken because he did love her very much. As much as he tells her he is all right, he is not.
That person wrote a lot.
They really did.
I like that he said he loves her very much. Yeah. That's so nice.
These guys really project a lot.
Tell me what you think about this. Ray from Buxton, North Carolina says, I love this song, and not to make me sound shallow, but I think Gerard Way is the cutest boy I have ever seen in my life.
Ooh.
What do you think about that?
I think that's a big part of it. It was like... Not to be hyperbolic, but it was like a big moment of like, this is our new front man of like, mm-hmm. like effeminate, but very attractive.
Yeah, he had a very specific look for sure.
And I was like, oh, we have no one else who is this distinct as a front man in 2004 when this came out.
I
can't think of anyone. Like, there's like bigger, more gifted musician frontmans, but as far as like iconic frontmans, I can't think of. Even Jesse Lacey from Brand New didn't like look like anything in particular.
Mm-hmm. And Gerard Way really went for it, especially in the videos.
Oh,
yeah.
He was all made up and stuff.
It was
kids like started dressing like him. Like people, it became a whole fashion thing to be like weird skeleton-y, goth prep.
Uh-huh.
Like if you could get red and black and white in your outfit somehow, it became a big.
Red and black all the whole time. Yeah.
Was this around the same time as that White Stripes album? Because I remember it felt like that red and black.
Those were the only colors that mattered back then.
Yeah, if you picked color scheme, it's such a good move for a band.
It's a good time for Twizzlers.
Got to get a stand by your band to color scheme going.
Yeah, well, we have pink going on.
And the Lone Ranger.
What's that?
It's a good time for Tonto and the Lone Ranger.
Ooh, Tont Car.
Oh, no.
Lone McNamara.
Hey.
Let's see. This was inspired by Gerard Way's experience in high school. Man, he was in love with this girl, but she had all these photographs she had taken with her boyfriend. Gerard felt really upset. This is pre-Instagram.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was like, he was ahead of the curve.
He was in like photos
Where
on
did
her
he
wall.
Find those pictures, yeah.
Yeah, literal wall, yeah.
He posts on it. He's like, break up with him.
Man, one of my first jokes doing stand-up was that somebody wrote on my wall, and I was like, now we got to paint that wall.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. Let's
I do remember my ex-girlfriend, she like went and visited her house, and it was like kind of kept the same way from when she was in high school, and it had like John Mayer lyrics written on the wall, and I was so mad about it. I was like, it was before she knew me, like John Mayer.
It's funny to think of being jealous of like someone like that
when you truly didn't. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude, I will say my ex-fiance, have I told the story on the thing? She had a poster of, who's the, you're beautiful, James Blunt. She had a poster of James Blunt that she wanted to put in our bedroom together. And I was like, I think I'm all good on that.
James, like, for a poster for a one-hit wonder like that is crazy.
I
too.
Know. Like, she was like obsessed with him.
Yeah.
We gotta have her on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe she could stand by that and her decisions.
Don't stand by your man.
I just go, hey, are you happy with the things you did? I've been on Conan! yeah, we're all doing good. We wished her the best of luck.
Podcast policy, we wish her ex-fiance the best of luck.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, anybody you want to wish the best of luck there, Kevin?
Just all my friends and family. I hope they do
nice.
Well.
That's cool.
Did you have a like an emo girlfriend at that time?
Not at this time. I didn't kiss a girl until I was 17 years old.
Hell yeah, dude.
Part of that was
I was 19, brother.
I got so into the this music was that women were such a mystery to me, but I was also deeply horny. So it
deeply
felt unfair that like the incel stuff is like terrible, and they've like it's terrible, but it's like, oh, when I was 13, I understand where they're coming from.
Of course, yeah.
What is the brain of a 13-year-old man, and now like these 27-year-old creeps is like horrible. But
yeah. That's the weird thing about this whole genre in retrospect, you know?
Sure. We had to stop the podcast for a little while because Kevin went on a rant about how women owe us their bodies, and he thinks there should be a law passed. That's going to be a new segment of the podcast.
But it's always cut out.
I did that on the last episode where I pretended to cut to the future.
To the future.
Oh, I've heard of.
No, I cut to the future too.
Oh, hell yeah. We should, three Back to the Future.
And three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
Oh,
was the
shit.
Name of the album.
Damn, that's a good album name.
It is a good album name. And also, yeah, it was so funny. It was like, it was revenge porn before revenge porn was another thing.
Yeah. We should listen to Jared's voicemail before we get too deep in.
Gerard Way left a voicemail.
The cutest boy I've ever seen, Jared Thompson, left a voicemail for us. If you don't know this segment, this is They Went to Jared. It's we go to our friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson, the owner of the beautiful Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. And he is he's our resident music snob, and he has some opinions on My Chemical Romance.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending My Chemical Romance. I had never knowingly heard this band. I mean, I'm sure they've been playing in like a Hot Topic or whatever when I've been in there. But I listened to them for the first time just now, and I mean, it couldn't be more exactly what I would have expected it to sound like. You know, speaking of Hot Topic, I mean, my only interaction with this band that I know of has always been seeing their t-shirts in Hot Topic and like seeing like, you know, fake mall punky kids with their shirts on or whatever. So it's not surprising that that's what they sound like. It's, you know, having been kind of around in the dawn of emo, and I say that, you know, Rites of Spring were really kind of the first emo band ever. They were, you know, a DC band in the mid 80s. And that's kind of where this was born, but it never really became a thing until the mid 90s when, Sunday Real Estate and The Promise Ring and, you know, other bands sort of took that mantle over, but it was, you know, it was invented quite a bit before that. But my point is, this is sort of like you know, the 10th generation of that type of music. And it's, you know, the thing that really strikes me about it as being bad is that the production, it's, you know, it's like a Shania Twain album. Like, the production is, like, too good, and it doesn't fit with, like, sort of the essence of what it, they probably are trying for, which is, like, a counterculture or, like, an anti-establishment. I mean, it's just, to be, you know, to have the production sound like that, it just sort of neuters any sort of, like, teeth it's supposed to have. So, anyway, I mean, it definitely sucks. It also sounds like it's, you know, it's like a, it's just something that mall punks would listen to. All right, thanks.
Yeah, so that was Jared Thompson on My Chemical Romance. What do you think about that, Kev?
I agree. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a emo genre in general fan. Like, I go back to the 90s bands too. But I think, like, yeah, My Chemical Romance is not the best, most, like, grungy example of emo. It's like emo the musical, where it's like, oh, we're gonna take it is and we're gonna make it as big and fun as possible. Like the weird homophobic robot video that you guys sometimes watch. You call it they're going to try to be
Queen.
Don't
just watch it.
We were debating playing it on the podcast and decided made a moral choice not to
give them the voice.
So it's almost like they were trying to do like goth Motley Crue, where it's like big solos, really fun, like in your face stuff, and then it's got this like almost if like you didn't see them, you wouldn't immediately go, this is like emo. It would be like, oh, this is like energetic punk. That's gotta like if, and even people like don't really listen to lyrics, but the lyrics aren't that sad until you get to like the slower songs.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he pointed out two key things, which is Hot Topic, which...
of course.
Yeah.
They are the like, staple of Hot Topic.
You can't think of it without it.
I used to be terrified of Hot... Because I was born in 94, so I was in the peak of that mall punk era. And, like, you'd go on a Hot Topic, and there'd be, like, people, like, with the employees would be, like, rings all over their face, like, dreadlocks, scary tattoos. And I had to go in recently this Christmas to buy stuff, like... Just trying to find a Big Bang Theory.
Trying to hook up with a team?
It's so hard to find a Big Bang Theory t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's the place to go. And, you can either go there for that or like a poster that has side boob in it. Or
Now it just became like, oh, are you a sex positive nerd? That's what Hot Topic is now.
Yeah, and they have like a Super Mario energy drink or something.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. They have all these weird ass energy drinks. I go there because I hit on the young women there. But no, I go there and like. Because one time, here's the thing. They had a Vampire Weekend shirt there once. Like, this was probably 7 years ago. It was after Contra came out, and I loved the shirt. It was like a record that had all the track listings from Contra on it.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, hell yeah. But I didn't have the money to get it. And then I did have the money, and I went back. And
this is after your Conan.
Yeah.
A true midlife crisis moment.
I'm going to say every time that I've seen a Hot Topic since that day for the last 7 years, I've gone in to see if they have it, and they never have. I could just check online, but I refuse to.
So when you say the musical, that I saw a few times researching them, people compare them to Queen, which I think was interesting.
Somebody on our Facebook did that, too.
Yeah, that was on the Facebook, and then I found one from bodybuilding.com. There's a forum.
Bodybuilding.com, again. Like,
I
this
think
is
it's
not
come up before. People
that...
talk about music on here, and so this guy said, this thread is not MRC, rock sucks, emo, or whatever. I'm just saying, listen to both and tell me the theme, stories, songs don't relate. And then three comments down, it just says... Pussy, you make me sick.
Damn.
And their sign up is Go Cowboys.
Of course it is. I do want to say really quickly, I mean, this lines up with what you're saying, but the thing Jared said about it being produced so hard, like that Shania Twain thing was a good point where I felt lame that I liked it because I could feel that in it, where it's like it is so produced. Like
it did feel like they... record executive who was smoking a big cigar was like, I found my boy band.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's where, like, that first album is really aggressive and poorly produced, but something, I think it's, that's why I think Gerard Way being that handsome was important. We were like, this is a marketable figure.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, you need it has all the features of a boy band of like, but it's
and I don't know if you read Meet Me in the, I mean, you've read Meet Me in the Bathroom.
It's amazing, yeah.
But it's like that was a time when record companies had so much money that they didn't know what to do with it.
For sure, they were just taking like wild bets and like hoping they paid off.
Yeah, and this I'm sure this was
Kid
one
Rock
they could afford.
Josie got paired together. Let's see. Marcus Coleman says, love the Black Parade. I used to listen to teenagers before my high school wrestling matches, and it was made fun of mercilessly for it. I think we got a lot of comments on this one, so let's go to Facebook right off the bat because we're probably going to dip in and out of it throughout the show. There's a lot here. Eric Brown says, I still listen to Three Cheers on occasion. Am I proud? Nope. Would I like it if I found it today? Nope. That cover of Under Pressure with the Used, though, is one of the worst things I've ever heard. Find it on YouTube. I'm not going to look that up right now, but you guys can check it out if you'd like to hear something bad. Adam Quazalo says, I saw them live and they refused to play Welcome to the Black Parade. That's your biggest song, you idiots. Is that their biggest song?
I'd say
that's
I'm
debatable.
Okay. It's more than their iconic
I think
song.
So, too. I think Helena is bigger than Black Parade.
Black Parade might be their most, to the non-emo listener, that might be the one that seeps through
the
most.
Play.
Yeah.
Interesting. I never really liked that song. Is that on the list here? No.
No.
That's good.
I didn't like that song either.
Black Parade?
Yeah. If it's not on the list here. You probably know it if you've heard them at all. It's probably one of the most... Yeah,
it's literally a musical. They wrote a musical.
I never loved that song. Let's see. The Black Parade is dead, they kept saying, and they were trying to push that other concept album nobody liked.
Oh, man. There was when I was in middle school, I was in one band, and the other band wore... every single one member of the other band wore a hoodie that said "The Black Parade is dead" on it.
Oh wow!
Damn. And just every day, and they'd walk around in it. It's like, oh man, we don't have cool uniforms.
Let's see. Michaela Wally says, "Hey, I brought you my bullets. You brought me your love. Was a damn good album, but Three Cheers still takes the cake." There's some dumb ones here that I'm gonna skip. somebody posted, if you're on the Facebook, it says, Welcome to the Office, My Chemical Romance versus The Office.
We listened to it. It doesn't really work.
It kind of
works, but not well enough that,
yeah, so if
like
you
want to
see something that kind of works.
Almost, yeah. It's like,
Gary, see Tommy's act.
Why don't you go, oh, shit. that was my first thought. And then.
Oh. But you didn't want to bring that voice into the world.
I was going to say, if you want to use something that kind of works. Why don't you check out MoviePass?
Wow.
And their updated terms.
Where you can only see Slender Man.
Literally.
Somehow. If you go to our favorite movie theater, that's the only movie you're allowed to see with MoviePass.
Truly the most haunting thing.
I feel like Gerard Way likes Slender Man.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And Shane Torres is like, don't cast dispersions.
Listen to Shane's most recent episode to understand that reference. Let's see. Charlie McCracken says Gerard Way is this generation's most expressive vocalist. That's hard to debate.
I will say he sings with his whole body. Like,
yeah,
at no
sure.
point are you like, I wonder what that guy's feeling.
He's never phoning it in.
No. It's what makes it fun to sing along to. And stuff. I'm Not Okay is maybe one of the best sing along.
He's not a terrible singer, but he yells in a way that like you can do in your car when you're driving to a wedding in Iowa.
Oh, hell yeah. That seems specific. Wait, were you going to my ex-fiance's wedding with her new guy? Josh O'Neill says, I listen to Give 'Em Hell, Kid, before any show I'm nervous about. That sounds stupid, but I'm not. But now I'm the greatest comedian of all time, thanks to it. Charlie Vergo says, Justin Timberlake never brought My Chemical Romance on a date to my folks' restaurant.
Yep.
That's a
callback
to the last episode. Hell yeah. We'll come back to more of this stuff later, maybe. But this is interesting. I liked what Jared said about it being overproduced. So where were you at when you got into these boys?
So if it came out in 2004, I would have been 10. I would have been in Naperville, Illinois, and I remember distinctly seeing the video and thinking that's cool. And then my friend Tyler, who would later go on to kick. For Illinois State University.
Oh, damn.
called me and he's like, buy this album. This is the best album ever, and it became the obsession of all our friends, and then we started a band.
Hell yeah. Are we going to play the clips of your band now?
We should do that. Yeah. Kevin,
do you have it linked up to your computer?
So yeah, I took the clip. I was in an emo band in seventh grade called A Sense of a Promise.
A Sense of a Promise?
Yes.
That sounds so much like Milhouse's dad's Can I Borrow,
Can I Borrow a Feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really mean anything, but it's like faux deep and what the best seventh graders could do.
That's pretty good for seventh grade.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Oh, we have to do... they're both covers.
Yeah. Okay. Both are covers. Ride the Wings of Pestilence has my friend Josh, the drummer, trying to scream. And if you want to hear an 11-year-old try to scream along to...
Do
a
you
first.
Sing on the
Go
other
to
one?
Tommy's bedroom.
I don't
oh, my
sing.
God. God damn it.
I don't say I'm the lead guitar player in this.
Oh, okay.
In some ways, I was considered the best guitar player in Skull in middle school, class from 06 to 08.
We're gonna fact check that before we put out this episode.
Yeah, hold for it.
Ooh. Can I just point out before we listen that this video, 927 views,
ooh,
5 thumbs up, 7 thumbs down.
Dude, people hate it. There's so many comments of like, you guys are all in different keys. It's like, we're like in sixth grade. Like, leave
What's
us
the problem
alone.
With YouTube, man?
Oh, my God, yeah. We're going to listen to it, and then I'll read the comments.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
That's me.
Damn.
It's my friend Matt, who's now in a band called Ghost of a Dead Hummingbird, which actually tours around the country.
It's so funny that that's not that dissimilar from, what was it, Essence of a Promise or whatever? Sense of a yeah. Promise.
You idiot.
Let's see some of these comments.
First of all, does that hurt you to listen to or no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I was still doing music, I think that would hurt me. Be like, oh, I'm embarrassing. But now it's just like, what a weird thing I did.
No, for sure. So first of all, I like... it says, this is a cover song, blah, blah, blah. And then the second line of the description is, the second mic wasn't working. All right, 3 comments. I'm going to read 2 of them. One of them... says, this sucks so fucking much, in all caps. And it's so funny to just go after a high school band like that.
Not even high school, this is a middle school band.
And then the other one says, horrible scream, really bad, bad vocals, and not really playing the drums or guitar at all well. Work on everything, then do it again. Then, yeah.
Damn.
So yeah, you got roasted.
Yeah,
you just got
no, they
burned,
were not.
Dog.
It was just like a fun thing to show girls in my school, and a bunch of men from the internet came in to crush my dreams.
I just played.
Oh shit! That's the other one. Oh.
Oh my god! So this one was a little bit like a week later. Tied to the testing. And the description says, this is a band practice. We know it is not perfect. Like you're responding to the...
No, we got pretty owned and it hurt pretty bad.
But these comments are nicer. So the fans loved you now.
Damn.
Oh, but these comments are from people in the band. So that might be why they're more favorable.
Yeah, we so had to cover good. Our tracks.
I'm trying to see if there's any fun quizzes for you to take, because this seems like a band they could have
sure.
some good
this
ones.
This probably was. There's probably one in 17 magazine.
Oh, I found one. We'll do this one later. Damn. Yeah, this is good. This is a good one. Let's listen to another song.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's. Do you have that thing? I'm sorry. All right. Let's listen to Helena. I think to get the people fired up here.
Hell yeah.
Long ago, just like the hearse, you died again and again.
So this is the famous funeral music video.
Yeah. Red tie.
Oh, like, yeah.
Good eye makeup.
You got a girl in a black and red dress and a veil. Just got some red eye makeup looking like a damn corpse.
Throughout the Warped Tour in 2005, Gerard introduced this song as the most important song to himself and his band.
Band. So it's about his grandma, right?
Yeah, so the song is partially about the death of lead singer Gerard Way's grandmother, Elena Lee Rush. She taught Gerard how to draw, paint, and sing, and she gave him his first car, the white van that appears in the original I'm Not Okay, I Promise music video. The song is dedicated to her, as is the CD. She is mainly who the part Can You Hear Me, Are You Near Me is for. But this song also starts the concept of the CD, a man and a woman die in a car crash, except the woman doesn't really die, the man only thinks she has. The man is sent to hell. This song is a mourning for Helena's death by the man. He is wishing he could see her again and is giving his last goodbyes. Interesting.
Huh?
So, the guy goes to hell and the woman gets to live it up. Ain't that the way it goes?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Let's see if there's any
went
comments.
To hell, you mean went to work?
Oh, wait. Also, the reason the woman looks like a corpse is because she comes out of the coffin. that
hell
makes
yeah.
more sense.
Yeah.
Written by V, not for Vendetta. V in Corvallis, Oregon. He writes, my grandfather doesn't have much longer anymore, and this song fits horribly well with the situation of what I'm feeling. So, hope you're doing all right out there, V.
So he wants his grandpa to jump out of the coffin and dance with him? seriously, V, we wish you the best.
Oh, shit, Ray from Buxton, North Carolina makes another appearance on this board saying, this song is almost as gorgeous as Gerard in this video.
Wait, is that real?
I sing
the
it
same
all the time.
Guy?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lady. It's R-A-E.
Oh.
I mean, it could be a guy.
No, that's
know.
A that's. A That is so funny.
Man, Ray is thirsty as hell.
Yeah.
For this little emo bitch.
I'm sure Ray is listening. There's no chance.
Oh, shit. What up, Ray?
Yeah. So,
Jordan is high. We agree.
What up?
Let's see. I love the dance in the video clip. Yeah, this is a great song. This was the first song I heard from them, I'm pretty sure. And I was
this
real
one
into
might have
it.
Gotten some radio play because they don't say the F word like they do, and I'm not okay.
I definitely do remember them playing it on MTV a lot because that's how I came.
They
their
do
their
great
videos were
videos,
sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was probably the last band to really take advantage of that. Well, maybe OK Go, but like as far as like, oh, if you make something really interesting like visually and you pair it with your album, like it'll bring a sense of like style and depth to that album
for sure. Yeah.
And that's like that whole every single even like the other video for Ghost to You, which is just like a bunch of like soldiers in a bar.
It's a weird ghost military kind of thing. Yeah.
But like it's cool to have a band have a artistic aesthetic outside, like the Talking Heads did that, where it's like not that you're the Talking Heads, it's like, oh, you have a greater sense of what your music is trying to be a part of.
If I can quote the guy from Bodybuilding Forums, you are a pussy.
Go Cowboys.
We should be, go Cowboys. That's how we have to end this episode and every episode from now on.
I do feel like those songs are very similar in listening to them now with 28-year-old's ear.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I'm not okay.
And that's why I liked both of those songs. Maybe no others.
For sure.
Should we hear another song?
Yeah, let's do Ghost of You since we were just talking about it.
All right. I love Ghost of You.
This would be a good Walking in the Rain song now.
Try, I think it's over. Help, oh, So apparently this is about his grandma?
No.
Ray writes, I want to suck the ghost out of... No, Ray was quiet on this one for some reason. Man, I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
It's like a really moving song where it's like... Their guitar player is great, and it's underrated how important that is with like how...
For sure.
Like thoughtful all those riffs are. And even the drummer, too. They
the
great
drumming
drummer.
Is incredible in this song. Oh, I was waiting for the drop off. I love this song. It's such a good one. I kind of want to skip forward. Damn.
Oh, shit.
That's so good. Damn. All right, we just took a little break, and we are back for some more daddies.
So while we were
mommies.
Taking a break,
yeah.
I looked at Twitter, and a tweet came up. Black Parade is the emo Bohemian Rhapsody.
Whoa.
Was tweeted yesterday.
Damn. That's
so
crazy.
That's
who
just
posted
a crazy
that?
Question. Someone named Shortly MI.
Were you searching? Or
no,
did
it came up because someone, some of my followers
that
had liked it.
Crazy.
Just a true coincidence.
Or our phones are listening to us.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
True coincidence would be a good spy movie name.
Or a band for your shitty high school friends.
Got his ass. Damn. That was, so we just listened to Ghost of You. Let's listen to another song on this playlist, because unfortunately we are already deep in, and I want to do this quiz. Let's listen to Drowning Lessons. I've heard of Swimming Lessons. Is this related?
Is this from the first album?
This is from the first one.
Drowning Lessons. Tommy took those too seriously, and he's in the bathroom right now in the tub.
Did you see, are you looking at Songfest? Because
yeah,
I found
yeah.
it interesting. Did you see that the song is cursed?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Drowning Lessons is known for being cursed. MCR has estimated that they've only played the song live a handful of times because something goes wrong every time. It was too personal for them to want to sing it live.
Damn.
And then Gerard Way also said, it's a goth version of Saves the Day.
Whoa. That's pretty wild. A closer
probably
look at some
Ruins
lyrics.
The Day.
a closer look at some of the lyrics. 1,000 bodies piled up I never thought would be enough to show you just what I've been thinking. And he says, in order to be with his lover, he must kill 1,000 people to prove that he loves her and to get out of purgatory and be with her.
We've all been there.
Of yeah. course.
Who hasn't been in purgatory and had to kill 1,000 men?
So this is also the bridge. These are the lyrics to the bridge. These hands stained red from the times that I've killed you. And then we can wash down this engagement ring with poison and kerosene.
Down that chain and kerosene. Man, these emo bands loved kerosene.
They loved kerosene. What was going on back then?
It was a lot of, like, the same.
So they sounded like me watching Sex in the City. I loved Carrie's scenes.
And I drank poison for the other ones. but this was, I mean, all of their albums have an element of, like,
fantasy and projection. Like, I think it also comes from, they're all Catholic Jersey boys. So I think when you grow up Catholic, mm-hmm. all your fantasies have violence and hell in them. And
interesting, yeah.
And I think just in Jersey in general, it's a terrible place, so you have to imagine hell. I'm just kidding. never
Damn,
been.
Damn, you're really going in on Jersey.
Yeah, I just moved here. I'm going to get beat up.
But so this is like the story that came to an end on Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. This was the start of it. That's why you liked it. It was part of the narrative.
Yeah, and I also like that it's like, this is what they were doing before anyone cared, and it's always very interesting to
before
see.
Before they played Big Daddies.
Yeah, before they played Big Daddies.
That's when they sold out.
Hell yeah. Big Daddy's, a bar themed after the Adam Sandler film.
That has emo bands for some reason.
It's just a Hooters.
Yeah. And it's like, intense, where it's like, oh, and that's where it's like the switch to, like, Ghost of You. It's like, this is the same band? This, like, yeah. angry, singing about murder and gasoline for some reason?
I should say, Ray from Buxton returns.
No.
I swear, with two quotes on this one. The first is, and I'm only going to read the first one, says, this is about a very in love couple, but the groom is depressed and takes antidepressants, like Gerard at the time. The boy takes the pills and it gives him the strength to kill his bride, which he has secretly been wanting to do the whole time.
Those Alex Jones pills? Get the strength to kill your bride.
Liberals are putting these pills in the water. He drowns her, but yet he still loves her extremely much.
Oh, God.
Oh, Ray. You seem like a nice lady. Let's see. Escaping purgatory by committing sin? The whole point of purgatory is to pay for sin, to atone for it. Committing sins in there breaks the purpose, says Matthew from Milford, Massachusetts.
Says... Ah. What's his name? Pope Francis.
How dare you say what's his name? It's a direct line to God.
I knew his first name was Pope. I didn't know.
That is a weird coincidence that they've all been named Pope.
Do you guys like that song, Direct Line Bling?
Oh, no.
let's listen to another song here. That was an interesting pick. Let's hear Cemetery Drive.
I like the drums on this a lot.
It's a Monster Mash sequel.
I was driving to the cemetery late one night.
Searchlights find us drinking by the mausoleum door.
Another one. They love mausoleum.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin's headphones just fell off like he was shocked.
So I won't stop dying, won't stop lying. If you want, I'll keep on crying. Did you get what you deserve? Is this what you always want me for? I miss you. I miss you.
Damn.
So, love that chorus.
I didn't know this song before. I like it, though. That's a rare thing to happen, I think, on this show.
On this show, for sure.
For bands like this, where it's like I really liked them when I was in high school. I actually liked that. That was good.
Yeah. That album is like wall-to-wall very fun. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a very suburban album, and that every single song is a different, like almost like movie genre fantasy.
Yeah.
Where that Give 'Em Hell Kid is very Western. Like even if you just play the first 5 seconds, it's like, oh, this is like a cowboy song. And then there's The Jet Set Life Is Gonna Kill You is very mobster, like it's like in the middle of a restaurant.
Yeah.
This song is the tale of a woman who has been cheating on her husband and can no longer stand the pain of it all. Instead of admitting to it, she takes her own life.
and they found you on the bathroom floor singing songs that make you slit your wrist, it isn't that much fun staring down a loaded gun. According to Disorder Magazine, which is where they're doing a write-up on Tommy's comedy. this song is about a girlfriend Gerard Way had in college who committed suicide. Damn.
Oh, shit. Oh,
damn.
Ray from Buxton writes, "This is so beautiful. It is one of my favorites. It's sad, but so is life. But My Chemical Romance makes it better."
Wow.
Damn.
You know, that's all you can ask from an artist. what does Order Magazine say about it?
Logan in Indianapolis writes, "It's a really sad song, but I love it. A Gerard must have been really depressive as GF committed suicide in college. I mean, really? It's so sad, but I really like the song."
I mean, in college, that's sad. Anyway, yeah, anywhere else, that's fine. Yeah.
Another week, another girlfriend gone.
Oh, man.
That was definitely like, listening to it, I like couldn't remember it during the verse, and then that "I Miss You" came in, I was like, oh, I jammed out to this in high school for sure.
They're great at, like, you just pick a very short phrase and repeat it a bunch.
Yeah.
Like, "I'm not okay, I miss you."
Yeah.
"So long and good night."
Dude,
yeah.
"I miss you" is great, because Blink did that too.
Of course,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
"Miss you."
Very, everyone relates to missing someone.
It's true. And mausoleums.
I mean, man, that's just a fun word.
Oh, it's great. Fall Out Boy taught me the word mausoleum. Or it's one of those words that you've heard, but you don't really know what it is. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Same
this
with
is dark.
Suture's really big in songwriting now. Because it rhymes with future. And and it's like stitches. And it's a great metaphor.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody wrote, "I love Gerard Way so, so much, LOL." It's a weird song to write that on. all right, that is enough of that one. Is this just one song left on this playlist?
I think so. I think it's
Famous
just
Last Words.
That's the song. Yeah.
What is this, Tommy's Closer?
"I can make you stay, but where's your heart? But where's your heart? But where's your..." There's nothing I can say to change that part. To change that part. To change. So many bright lights that cast a shadow, but can
Again, I hadn't heard that one. I enjoyed that. That wasn't bad. That guitar is sick.
Yeah. I did read an interview with a guitar player once where he very actively went through like all of Led Zeppelin stuff and stuff. Like, he was trying to be a great guitar player.
Ooh. Yeah. Damn.
That was so that was your one choice from Black Parade?
Yeah. Black Parade is they definitely knew.
I feel like you don't like that album as much as I do.
No.
Because I was really into Black Parade.
I mean, that 3 Cheers was such an important album to me that like anything after would have been a letdown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also that became almost like we're Queen now.
Like, oh, it's totally,
it's
yeah.
Like, oh, here's an opera.
Even more theatrical. I do like that they had a song called Famous Last Words that is the last album of the song, but the first song, do you remember what it's called?
Welcome to the Black
The first Parade. Song is called The End. And I remember as a teen thinking that was the coolest thing in the world. Like, they're starting smart. With The End.
Let's hear
it. So
we
don't hear it, because this is one of my favorite songs by them, and I just wanted to hear a little bit of it, because I thought it was so cool. Someone died.
Come on, come all to this tragic affair.
Wipe off that makeup, what's in is despair. So throw on the black dress, mix in with the lot. You might wake up and notice you're someone you're not. If you look in the mirror and don't like what you see, you can find out firsthand what it's like to be me. So gather around, piggies, and kiss this goodbye. I'd encourage your smiles, I expect you won't cry.
They do great, like when the drums kick in moments.
Yeah.
I'm not okay when it's like the little roll.
Oh, that's
like
the best.
Yeah.
Going back to Famous Last Words, we should say in an interview with the New York Times, heard of it, that rag lead singer.
Of course, the old York Times.
Gerard Way said, "At first, I thought the patient died. But the more I think about it, the more I think he's not dead.
Whoa.
Maybe this is all in his head. Maybe he can fight. Now I think he has a choice to live. The patient is the main character of the album."
Oh.
Starts with that beeping.
Yeah.
Gerard Way also said in an interview with Kerrang! Magazine,
the Kerrang!
He said, "All hail Allah." And he said, "I am not afraid to walk this world alone." Played some part in the breakup with his then girlfriend, known as Kathmandu.
What?
Let's see if we got any. I believe Ray from Buxton said, yeah, here we go. "I've been trying to figure out who K from Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge is. This song would get stuck in my head all day, but I would never get tired of it." Well, that's the...
Listen, Ray, can you write in or call in?
You
or
are
vice
the eminent scholar.
Because
of
you clearly know more than Kevin. Yeah,
she should be on this show.
I love the song. It inspires me, even though I've never been suicidal or depressed. I just think it's amazing. Well, that's all right, Milica.
That's all right.
You don't have to be suicidal or depressed to enjoy this music.
All the comments. This is Derek in Wales across the pond.
Oh, wow.
He says, "All comments are valid, but for me it relates to how many times I've been cheated on by girlfriends. Basically, I gave my everything in the relationship only to be fucked over by the people I love.
Oh, my God.
And now I cannot seem to trust anybody, so it feels as if I'm emotionally dead."
Wait, maybe we should hook him up with Ray. Everybody wins.
Sorry, Derek from Wales.
It was nice of him to...
More like Derek from Fails.
God, his ass.
That was epic.
Get fucked, Derek. You broke-ass bitch.
Oh, my God. He's done.
Maybe if all these girls are cheating on you, you should look inside. No, that's not a good takeaway. we're on your side there, buddy. But good luck and love, Derek. I think he posted this a good 12 years ago, so he's probably fine. Let's see. Yeah, that.
I remember I saw them when I was in sixth grade. They were playing at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge tour, and in the middle of the show, he stops in the middle of a song and goes like, "All right, I'm going to need this pit to be way better. Like, Detroit's was better than this, and Detroit sucks."
Ah, damn.
And then I was taken there, so me, my mom and my friend Tyler, his mom, took us and five friends, and we were watching it, and Gerard goes, "All right, I need you all to look up into the sky and say the worst thing you've ever done."
Oh, shit.
"Just tell you, it'll just be between you and God." And my mom 100% was looking over the like,
She, like, paid him to do that?
That's so funny.
Oh, are you entrapping me, Jared?
Okay. Jared? I have one more thing before we do the quiz. There was just a famous story that we should talk about. They were at the Reading Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And they got...
We've talked about this festival before.
Yeah, they just got, like,
should have been at the Listening Festival.
Did you submit for Reading Festival this year?
Yeah. People in the crowd just started throwing shit at them. People were throwing bottles. People started throwing batteries, which I don't know why there were batteries at this music festival. But
probably for their Zune players.
So after that started happening, he started a new song. He said, "This song is called Thanks for All the Bottles. Thanks for All the Piss. Thanks for All the Golf
shit.
Balls. I know. Thanks for All the Sticky Shit."
we should end all of our shows by saying thanks for all the piss.
Thanks for all the piss. But yeah, the YouTube video I saw of it, it's, you can't really tell what's going on, but you can see a bunch of stuff going to the stage. And the person wrote that they had to stop once people ran out of bottles and started throwing batteries.
Damn. Yeah, that sucks.
Do you? Is that like because people had Walkman? It was like 07?
Yeah, maybe.
Or do they just bring batteries just
it
in case?
It is a good question. I don't think people had Walkman
well, that would
in
happen,
07, right?
You hear about that like NFL games too, like Philly fans who like throw batteries at people. It's like, why did
it's Battery
have...
Park. I mean, made out of
maybe
batteries.
Flip phone or like those like really cheap brick yeah. phones were better.
Or maybe they
But like, why would you throw your phone's batteries?
Yeah, I always am looking for batteries.
Yeah. Maybe they were bringing around Xbox controllers.
Yeah.
That's what the hell was that? Yeah, why did people have batteries?
I'm just going to go to bad shows and hope I can get free batteries.
We should read our newest Patreon member, by the way. Welcome to Piss Nation.
To the Black Patreon.
Jordan Kaiser writes, I thought this was interesting. Gerard Way commented on the last album they were working on before their breakup. Here's what he said. I started to work on a record that was a concept record about a group of parents and a support group because they had all lost their children in a horrible way, and that was supposed to be the last record. And that's not a story I wanted to tell. Yep.
All righty. Good call.
interesting. Jessica Bruins says every My Chemical Romance song is a good karaoke song. Also, I'm Not Okay and Don't Love You Still Go Hard. You can't really hate MCR, but you can definitely outgrow them, just like any other band you loved in high school. That's fair. Mm. I don't know that every My Chemical Romance song is a great karaoke song. yeah, these are good. Thanks for the comments. If you want to comment in the future, it's on my Facebook, Tom Takar.
Send Tom a message.
Yeah, send
me a message.
Ask
him some advice.
I'm quick to respond.
Ask him how he got
says.
That.
Yeah, ask him for the Conan Booker's email.
it's ConanO'Brien@conan.gmail. You can email us at standbyyourbandpod@gmail.com. Also, if you have any questions, concerns, comments, whatever, rate and review on the thing. We're not finishing up here. I just wanted to put that in there while I was thinking about it. Hey, get on that Patreon, baby. We're
going
to
do an extra Patreon after with Kev.
We are, yeah. And we just recorded one that was fun with Mayor of Fartown, Tim McLaughlin.
Welcome to New York.
So skip that one and listen to Kevin's. Let's do, before we rate and review the playlist like we do every week, we're going to do a little quiz with Kevin. This is called Are You a True My Chemical Romance Fan? And it is on gotoquiz.com if you want to play along. So it starts with, ooh, what is your age? You said you were born in 94, so that makes you 14 or?
I am 24 years old.
Wow. So you're in the second category, 18 to 24. What is your gender?
Just
I'm not
going
to answer that for you. But it only gives male and female, which is fucked up.
I identify as male.
All right. What state is My Chemical Romance from? The band itself, not the members.
That's a weird...
Phrased wrong.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
New Jersey or hell?
We'll find out.
Ooh, I like hell.
What is Bob's last name?
That's the drummer.
Is this a...
it's a multiple choice.
Okay, so let's hear him.
So you have Iero, Benson, Anderson, or Breyer?
Anderson.
Okay, so one wrong answer so far.
One of those answers was a character from Mad Men.
Oh,
can you name which one that is?
I cannot.
Anderson?
Bob Benson.
Oh, he loves movies. Helena was written for Gerard and Mikey's grandmother, Bob's sister, Frank's mom, or Ray's grandmother.
Gerard
Wait,
and
Ray?
Mikey.
Yeah. Oh, no. How did Ray get herself in here? Who recently filled in for Mikey during his absence? And keep in mind, this quiz was created. Oh, did they not put a year on here? Let me see if I can find a year.
Recent
anywhere.
Is relative, is what we're trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah. So, who recently filled in for Mikey during his absence? We have Jeffa Howard, Matt Cortez, Gerard Way, and I don't know.
Yeah. Feeling that's not
bassist
the right call.
From 2007 that would have toured with them. I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna click. I don't know.
Good
hope
luck.
For the best.
Maybe the quizmaker didn't know, and they just still did.
What is the name of Gerard Way's comic book series?
The Adventures. Oh.
People love these comic books.
That's what I heard. The Adventures of Emo Billy, The Chronicles of a Lead Singer's Life, The Umbrella Academy, The School for Up-and-Coming Superheroes. It's spelled very wrong. And I don't know.
Umbrella Academy.
All right. What day is IMCR Day? October 31st, July 23rd, June 7th, August 22nd. What the fuck is the I in IMCR? That's one of the answers.
Sure. It's MCR. It'd probably be like a Roman numerals thing if they're being cute.
Oh, good point.
But I can't do that math.
I can't either. Damn. I know. Isn't C 100?
C's 100.
Well, MCR
is
50,
right? MCR is My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're saying, like, yeah.
I know.
This is
tricky. MIMCR? Is it?
IMCR.
That's why they did it. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna put what the fuck is the IMCR? Unless you want to just take a
international
shot
at, My Chemical Romance.
Probably.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you want to just guess one of these? August 22nd, June 7th, July 23rd.
I do. I know
October
the answer.
October 31st.
And I will say, because that's not part of the question, the I, it is international.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
But I also know the answer.
So it doesn't make sense for us to click what the fuck is
the June I? One.
All right.
Was there a June one?
June 7th.
Oh, okay.
What is the date?
I got it wrong.
Why is the date of IMCR Day important? It is one of the band members' birthday. It is the day Bullets was released. It's the day MCR was formed. I don't know.
I'm going to go MCR was formed.
Okay. Is MCR emo? Yes. No. Hell no. I don't care.
Yeah. Yes.
Fill in the lyric, a blank or two will keep the gas tank full.
Ooh.
We have liquor store, gas station, dollar, and gallon.
A dollar.
Okay. Who said, I think we're winning, but I don't know because I'm really drunk right now? Gerard Way, Matt Pellissier, Ray Toro, or Frank Iyo?
That sounds like a Frank quote.
What is My Chemical Romance's latest single? I'm Not Okay, Famous Last Words, Vampires Will Never Hurt You, or Teenagers?
Teenagers.
How many members of My Chemical Romance are engaged or married? 1, 5, 3, or 2?
3.
All right. Who just had a fight with My Chemical Romance?
Ooh.
Billy Corgan, Marilyn Manson, Slipknot, Eliza Cutts, or George Bush? I'm so curious about this. How did we not find this in the thing?
That sounds like it would be Slipknot.
Okay. Where's that quiz at? Let's click Slipknot. Who did Frank make fun of in the making of Helena? Pete Wentz, his mom, Bob, Ashley Simpson, or fangirls?
Probably Pete Wentz. There was this weird animosity towards Pete. There's a from First to the Last song where they scream out Pete Wentz's actual phone number.
Oh, damn.
Everyone hated Pete Wentz for some reason.
That sucks. I've heard he's a nice guy.
I don't know.
Speak to that. Mikey stuck a fork in a toaster, true or false?
That's true.
All right. Only probably. Three more questions left. Where did Ray grow up? Kearney, New Jersey, Keensburg, New Jersey, Belleville, New Jersey, ironically, Frotown, Mississippi. It says that.
Ironically, Frotown, Mississippi. I'm going to go Kearney, New Jersey.
All right. Who did Mikey see for his first concert? Smashing Pumpkins, Pency Prep, Anthrax, or Iron Maiden?
Smashing Pumpkins.
All right. Who plays lead guitar? Mikey Way, Frank Iero, Bob Breyer, or Ray Toro?
I'm going to go Frank Iero.
All right. Submitting. Let's see what we got. Oh, shit. Your result, you're not okay, I promise. You did pretty bad on the...
Damn.
This is crazy. Okay, this is bullshit because you got an 88%. It says you did... It says you did pretty bad on this quiz. It's either you're a poser fake fan that is only in it for Gerald's good looks... Or
Ray.
you are a new fan. If you're a new fan, okay, calm down. You're not horrible. You just need to do more research. I suggest getting Life on the Murder Scene. However, if you a fan because of the looks or the singles only, take your gloves and get out. You better get out while you can. I bet you didn't understand that, and I'm glad. Here's what I want to know. Did you understand that?
I'm assuming it's like a lyric.
Good guess.
You know what? I won't play My Chemical Romance Purity Politics.
Oh, damn.
I'm tired of the conservative My Chemical Romance fans.
You straight up got an 88%.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I wonder, so is it 90 the cutoff?
I really am curious. I wonder if we can go back and change any of the answers. Because we know that...
it's July 23rd. It's
July 23rd. Okay, so let's
and that
change.
Was the day of the first album.
And
so
Bob's
it sounds like
last
you got both
name
those
is Breyer. July 23rd, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's change those answers and see what we get. Oh, it went down to 83%. How is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I give up on this quiz. And
the limit
really
does not exist.
Kev, thanks so much for coming on. We got to rate your playlist here. I went first on the last one. Tommy, what do you think here?
I love My Chemical Romance. I think I like... Three Cheers is such a fun album. That was one of the CDs I played in my car a lot. It was very much of a time. I'm a big fan. I liked all these songs.
Yeah.
I would have made some different choices, so I'll say 5.
Interesting. We're close to the same page. I think I'm going to go, and I know this seems like a dumb way to do this. I'm going to go 5.25 because I actually really liked this playlist, even though I didn't know all of it. I'm a poser fan of My Chemical Romance. I really liked the hits. I liked those 3 songs a lot that I knew off of this playlist. I didn't really care that much for Black Parade, but you didn't even put that on here, so I wouldn't judge it. Those last 2 songs we heard, I really liked. The other one, I could take or leave, kind of. But I really liked this. This was surprising to me how much more I liked this than I did. And yes, some people accuse this podcast of being nostalgia shit, where we just like stuff that we heard when we were kids. Maybe that's true. We've never claimed to not be biased on yeah. this show.
People act like we come up front like we're music journalists. We know everything.
I liked this music, and so I'm going 5.25. Kev, what do you give this playlist?
I'll give it a 6. I was listening to it today, and I was like, man, I want to write like a letter to a girl or something.
Yeah.
Give it a 6, 6, 6. That's what they'd like.
They would like that, the sick fucks. Do you want to plug anything, my man?
Yeah, I got a podcast called The OK Gatsby. We just have the first season out now.
It's about
Nanette. Hell yeah. I actually can't say what I did. Never mind. it's nothing bad, but it's something I tweeted from an account that it's a parody account that I made, and I don't want to give away that it's
interesting.
Me.
Interesting.
Secret parody account.
Secret Parody Merle.
But yeah, that podcast, we went chapter by chapter through the Great Gatsby doing like a close reading. I did it with my roommate, Terrence Hardnett.
The
also
handsome
very funny
man.
Comedian. Yeah, very handsome. Doesn't right. really come across in radio, but. And then otherwise, if you're a New York comedian listening to this, please book me.
Oh, yeah. Book Kev. He's a funny man. Check out Tommy's dates at TommyMcNamara.com. We're handsome boys, and you can hear it on audio. Guys, thanks for listening again. Get on the Patreon. We're putting new shit on there.
Yeah,
we're going to do an episode
we're gonna
with
do
Kevin
right
in just a sec. We did a follow-up to the train episode where we told our real thoughts, and we have Tim McLaughlin on the most recent one, I believe, before this comes out. Thanks for listening. So long and good night.